It's Current State here on 90.5 WKAR. We're live from the Common Ground Festival. Every Wednesday, it's time for our Neighbors in Action segment, where we feature people and organizations working to make our community a better place. This week, we feature the Meals on Wheels program. The well-recognized program based in the Tri-County Office on Aging offers meals, along with other services, for many of the area's elderly and disabled. I spoke with Ruth Pell, program director for our local Meals on Wheels, about the crucial services they provide. She says the number of meals they serve has been going up dramatically for the last few years.
In 2011, we served 350,000 meals. In 2012, we did 405,000 meals. This year, we're going to top 440,000 meals.
Does that signify a greater number of people, of hungry people, or are you just better able to connect with people who have always been out there?
No, it is a greater number of people, and we're reaching different kinds of people than we used to before because of the economy. So you get people who 3 years ago would not have signed up for Meals on Wheels or gone to the dining sites because they're on a fixed income, but they could manage things. The longer the economy goes on, the more people feel that they need help. And when they need help, food comes first. Mm-hmm. So we're actually on a voluntary donation basis for our clients. So if they can afford to donate, they donate. If they can't, we need to find the money someplace else.
When you do deliver meals, how are they delivered? I know volunteers figure into this an awful lot. Tell us
right.
about that.
Well, there are several ways that we accomplish that. The biggest way is the volunteers, when they live in homes, the volunteer has a route. He takes a cooler and a hot box, and he delivers the food to each person on the route. Greater Lansing has 49 routes that we do every day. So that means at least one volunteer, sometimes two, to deliver the meals in that route.
7 days a week.
5 days
five,
a week.
5 days a week.
However, in 5 days, we do 7 days worth of meals. So on Thursday or Friday, they would get their frozen entrees and all the fresh stuff that goes with it for the weekend. We don't deliver on the weekends anymore. Early days, I guess they did, but we just can't afford to do that.
And how does someone get on the list to receive a meal, to be a recipient?
We take referrals, so you call Meals on Wheels. The phone number in Lansing is 887-1460. And we take some basic information, name, address, phone numbers, some of their major disabilities. And then we hand it off to a very nice lady named Marion, and she comes out into the home. She does an assessment. Of course, there's lots of paperwork. She takes care of that. And then as long as there's room on the route, we get them started as soon as possible.
We're talking with Ruth Pell, who is Program Director of Meals on Wheels here in Ingham County out of the Tri-County Office of Aging. The program is about more than just serving meals, though, correct?
Absolutely. Our volunteers, of course, deliver a nutritional meal, and it's very important. But the other part that they do is a second pair of eyes on all of our clients. Mm-hmm. We have lots of contacts. Tri-County on Aging, there's lots of agencies and lots of volunteers and lots of programs out there to help people that are elderly and need help. And because we're part of that umbrella, if we find out that one of our clients needs somebody to like shovel their snow or something that they can't do themselves, then we go into action and we try to find somebody that will help them. Also, a lot of our clients never see anybody all week except the Meals on Wheels volunteer. Mm. So if they look like they're in trouble or if it looks like they're not feeling well, they give the Meals on Wheels office a call and we have contact information. And then if we think we need to, we call 911.
So as important as the food is, it's really a bigger safety net mm-hmm. that you feel you provide there. Do you have a story that comes to mind that really captures why you do what you do and the rewards of this kind of work?
Well, the one that comes to mind is actually happened the first year that I started. When our volunteers go to the door and if the client doesn't answer the way they're supposed to, they call the office and we call the client and try to get them on the phone. Well, this one day, we got a phone call from the volunteer. I called the client. He didn't answer the phone, so I left a message. And the volunteer then leaves because they can't leave the food if it's not refrigerated. And then I called his emergency contact, which happened to be his daughter, and told her that he didn't answer the door or the phone. And she said, that's funny. He calls me every morning, and he didn't call this morning. And I said, well, you might want to check on him. So the next day, we got a phone call. He had had a heart attack. He was there in the home, but we couldn't see him or hear him. She took him to the emergency room, and the doctor said they got him there right on time. Mm. So that's sort of an extreme example. Those things don't happen every day. I will tell you another story that's even more important to me. You don't think that in this day and age people really need things. We have lots of help for people, we think, but at the end of the month, we send statements to people and tell them how much food they've had, and we tell them that if they would like to make a voluntary donation, that they can. I can't tell you how I felt the first time I got an envelope with 6 quarters in it for a month's worth of food.
Oh, my.
And why do we take the 6 quarters? Because they want to pay for their own way. They're very proud people. So you just sort of take a deep gulp, you put the $1.50 in, and you thank them for at least thinking that, you know, they want to contribute too.
That's a really interesting glimpse into what you do. I understand you're short on volunteers. How short, and what does that mean?
Well, I mentioned before that we have 49 routes, and you have to have at least one person. A lot of people double up each day. Right now, we have 750 active volunteers. Probably about 500 of them actually are on every single month. I have so many people that need meals right now that I could make 3 new routes in South Lansing and have clients to fill them tomorrow. But to have a new route means to have enough volunteers to staff them month after month.
Right.
And because we're so short, I have 2 routes that my kitchen has to deliver. And so that puts a strain on the program because now we're paying kitchen people to deliver meals because I don't have the volunteers to do it.
You've been doing something of a media effort here to get the word out about your volunteer shortage. Have you seen an uptick here just in the last week or so?
We've had several calls. And I would like to reach out to people like businesses who want to give a little back. We can do a training right there in the office if they would allow their employees to deliver meals. It takes 45 minutes to an hour. A couple days a month even would help us to do that. Also, Meals on Wheels, we get media coverage for Meals on Wheels a lot because they represent a vulnerable population. But most of the time, it's, you know, gas prices go up, how does it affect us, and things like that. People hear a lot about Meals on Wheels. This time, I really mean we really need volunteers now. With the sequestration and the dollar cuts that we have to do, I can't afford the extra employees to be delivering food. If I had volunteers, it would take a great burden off of what we're trying to accomplish. Mm. We haven't cut any services. I haven't laid off any staff. I don't know what next year will bring. Volunteers will help that a lot.
Well, if someone listening right now wants to get involved, what's your phone number? What's a website they can go to?
The website is tcoa.org. That's Tri-County Office on Aging. TCOA.org. And the phone number for Meals on Wheels is 887-1460.
We've been talking with Ruth Pell, Program Director for Meals on Wheels from the Tri-County Office on Aging. Ruth, thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much.
And current state could always use more nominations, and we know there are great people and organizations out there doing excellent work. We just don't know about them. If you'd like one to be featured on our Neighbors in Action segment, please send us an email to currentstate@wkar.org. Put Neighbors in Action in the subject line and tell us why you think they should be featured for the great work that they do.